Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 8th of October. The big Japanese contingent at Longchamp on Sunday were left devastated when Orfevre was beaten in the shadow of the post by the French-trained outsider Salemia. Ridden by wily campaigner Olivier Pellier in the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe, the richest race in Europe. Yes, Orfevre was mugged on the line by the fast-finishing Salemia. It was a fourth win in the Arc for Pellier, his first since 1998. Camelot, ridden by Frankie de Torre, had to settle for 7th place, while the Yorkshire Oaks winner Sherretta was 9th. There was agony for the Malton-trained pair of Mason and Hamish McGonagall, as they finished 2nd and 3rd respectively, to Wizkid, the only French-trained horse in the Group 1 race for sprinters, the Prix de la Baie. Trained by Richard Fahey, Mason had won the July Cup at Newmarket, and could now be aimed at the sprint race on British Champions Day at Ascot on Saturday week, the 20th of October. Well, Saturday was a day to remember for Hamish McGonagall's trainer Tim Easterby, who took the Totepool two-year-old trophy at Redcar with body and soul. Well, going back to the Arc, and Masterstroke finished third, ridden by recent at St. Ledger winning jockey Mikhail Barcelona, and the rider is in action today, Monday, at Pontefract. He has a couple of rides at the West Yorkshire track, and he can partner Restraint of Trade to victory in the opening race at 2:10, a contest for maiden two-year-olds. Midland trainer Mark Johnston is having another fine season, and Steer by the Stars, ridden by Joe Fanning, can land the nursery handicap at 2:40. Fireship won very easily at Windsor in August, and he looks to part in the handicap race for three-year-olds at 3:10. The main race for stayers, the Phil Bull Trophy Condition Stakes at 3:40, includes Zyder Z, who won the November handicap last year at Doncaster. He finished third in the American St. Ledger at Arlington Park in August. An interesting contender on his flat racing debut is winning hurdler Lieutenant Miller, trained by Nicky Henderson, a rare runner for him at Pontefract. Tomorrow, Tuesday, there's racing at Catterick, an 8-race card at the North Yorkshire track starting at 2 o'clock. The most valuable race of the afternoon, a nursery handicap for 2-year-olds at 3:30, includes George Rook, a recent winner of a race for maidens at Catterick. George Rook is trained at Hambleton near Thirst by Kevin Ryan and ridden by his daughter Amy, who is neck and neck with Darren Egan in the battle to be this season's champion apprentice jockey. The Skyram handicap stakes over 2 miles at 4 o'clock looks a very tough race to call, and the consistent Bijou Dan should be there or thereabouts. The season at York comes to a conclusion with a 2-day October meeting on the Naismire this coming Friday and Saturday. Racing on Friday begins at 2 o'clock. It's Countryside Day, and recent Newbury winner Hajraz can take the Garbutt and Elliott Condition Stakes at 2:30. Racing on Saturday at York is set to begin at 2:05. Sprinters take part in the feature race, the Coral Sprint Trophy, a handicap contest over 6 furlongs offering prize money of £75,000, with the main supporting race being the Coral Rockingham Stakes, a listed race for 2-year-olds also over 6 furlongs. Also on Saturday, the Betfred Cesarewitch Heritage Handicap over 2.25 miles takes place at Newmarket. Malton trainer John Quinn is likely to be represented by Countrywide Flame, the Triumph Hurdle winner at the Cheltenham Festival, while Mark Johnston is likely to have Hurricane Higgins in the race after his 3rd place in last month's Doncaster Cup. Both horses should give a good account, and it would be nice to see the prize money heading back to Yorkshire. Enjoy your racing.